Well, what a pleasure to be with you. If I fall asleep and stop talking, I've just gotten off the airplane from Thailand. It is a pleasure, and Arnie, I thank you for inviting me to this. Arnie's been inviting me, I think, every year for about the last 5 years. I'm delighted that I now have a chance actually to be with you and tell you a little bit about the activities that we have been undertaking in Vietnam in the way of graduate education, we at the University of Texas. And I should stop and just tell you briefly, Dr. Schechter has alluded to our multiple campuses. We have campuses throughout the state of Texas that are part of our School of Public Health with full-time faculty in each of them. And the part of our program where our Vietnamese students come to is the home campus in Houston. I need to mention CETAR, which is the name of the academic program for our Vietnamese students. It's aimed at enhancing public health capacity in Vietnam, and CETAR students are obligated to return to Vietnam. Most of our students come to us with support from the Vietnam Education Foundation. It isn't necessary, but they usually do, and we encourage that. And I don't really have time to tell you about their process, but they provide a substantially important one in attracting students and vetting the students so that we get very high quality students. ATRIP is the name of a grant that we have from the Fogarty Foundation of NIH. And so we have support that comes from the school itself to provide for the infrastructure and the faculty of the program. The Vietnam Education Foundation, which just briefly to tell you is basically an old loan that South Vietnam owed the United States and is being repaid in much the same fashion as PL-480 or other devices that have been used in the past where there were war debts, used in a way that is pretty nice for everybody in that it pays for support and education for students from country, and the money goes to both the students and to the institutions that are doing the education. And then I've already mentioned to you our ATRIP grant from Fogarty. It provides continuing support for students who come in and get only 2 years of support that the Vietnam Education Foundation provides. This is by and large doctoral training or master's level training that is for students going on to doctoral level education, and then with the opportunity, if they all has gone well and they're good students, to go on to postdoctoral work in Vietnam that this program will support. Now, go back and say again, we want these students to go back to Vietnam, and this is a program to enhance the capacity of these individuals, but in the context of Vietnam. And so they come to Houston and get a part of start with a didactic program, and then they go on to field research, which is supervised in Houston by Houston faculty, but as much as possible in Vietnam, in part to get them thinking and acting in terms of research in Vietnam, but because we are convinced that that is the most important single device by which we can keep students in touch with their own country and community to get them to want to return and know what the opportunities are there. So this is building on our programs at the University of Texas, and this is doctoral level education. They can choose any of the divisions in the school: biostatistics, behavioral sciences, environmental health, epidemiology, management and policy, and in our international programs, and they apply the same way that any student applies to the school. And either bring with them the fellowship that they've gotten, such as the VEF one, or acquire the one, the ATRIP one, after they have been at the school and performed satisfactorily. The mission and goals of this program are education and training, heavily aimed at research and research capacity building in Vietnam, institutional development in Vietnam, and we work with multiple institutions, government, NGOs, and many universities in Vietnam, and we do our best to cooperate with other educational programs in Vietnam. Of course, to promote global health, understanding, and peace. And the focus of this is broadly Southeast Asia, but specifically on Vietnam. So they come to Houston. Come into this program that has various elements aimed at seeing that they have a intensely rewarding and carefully structured and helpful program that will enable them to develop the skills that are needed. So they get academic courses, active mentoring, skills training, CTAR seminar, which I'm going to get to in a minute, which is very important. It's the glue of our program. They do research in Vietnam that leads to a thesis or dissertation, and then the opportunity I mentioned for a postdoctoral year. And then all of this is intended to hold hands and have an ongoing program where our faculty is engaged in ongoing activities with these students and collaborative with Vietnam investigators in Vietnam at the various institutions. So academic training, active mentoring, skills training, the seminar. I want to take a moment to just mention this because we meet every week in a two-hour seminar in which we have three to four faculty with our Vietnamese students that talk in terms of both some sorts of journal club type of activities, some sorts of special education that gives them an opportunity to see things going on in the United States. But most particularly, it is an opportunity for them to present at various stages of their progress the development of their proposals, the research that they're doing in an ongoing kind of way where it gets reviewed by people that will critique it with them, and then on to the thesis and publication levels. So we call this the glue of the program. I'm absolutely convinced that this kind of program needs something like this because it is a way in which we assure that we see all these students every week. And it's easy to have students go by for weeks or months and have various things happen. This is a way in which we build relationships with them, but also have an assurance that we know what kind of progress they're having, both in terms of their mental status while they're there and their academic progress. So there's active student participation, building of close ties, cohesion between students. The research that goes on is one of the most important parts of what is going on. It is also one of the things that is takes a lot of effort on the part of the faculty and me. And I go several times per year to Vietnam to build the relationship with Vietnamese institutions, so that the students will be able to fit into and be able to get the approvals for their project. Vietnam is not accustomed to students, graduate level students, developing their own research projects. They are not accustomed to doing things the way that we do them. They are very definitely accustomed to having long periods of time go by without seeing students or without giving answers to questions or IRB type of approvals, and so it does take active shepherding to keep this kind of thing going. So here's an example where I'm visiting with Ha-Fan, who is the young lady in the blue coat, who has been working at one of the AIDS centers, and she is doing an epidemiologic study, and I've gone and are working with that committee, that group, supervising it, but showing our interest and support for what she is doing. We spend a lot of time with them. We have them over to our homes. Here's a graduation party. We have them over for Halloween and the like. To date, we've had 15 Vietnamese students who have come. We have 3 that are accepted for next year. Let's get to this one. 3 that are postdocs, 8 that are enrolled as students right now, 3 that are postdocs, and 4 that are alumni, already having returned to Vietnam. And I stress the 0 at the bottom. We've had, to date, nobody that at the appropriate point has failed to go back to Vietnam. We have a lot of activities that go on in Vietnam, of which the annual CETAR workshop is very important. We started in 2006 in Hanoi. We have it each summer, 2007 in Ho Chi Minh, 2008 in Hue. Not trying last summer. We're going back to Hanoi next summer. These are very important in that they provide recruiting settings for us. It gives an opportunity for us to show what it is that we do so that students that potentially might want to come to the United States will get a sense of what graduate education in the United States is like. But most importantly, we take our Vietnamese students with us back to Vietnam during the summer so that they are participants with the faculty in these workshops, so that we are showing them off, they are developing their teaching skills and the like. Here's an example of the group that we had in 2008 in Hue. This is this past summer at the Pasteur Institute in Nha Trang. Here's a picture of what the group is like, the director at Nha Trang, some of our faculty lecturing. One of the things I like best about the Vietnamese is that they're active participants in the activities, and that is true both in our programs in Houston, but it's also true, reflected in this picture of this young lady who we want to participate and ask questions, but you can see that she has picked on a point and is obviously doing it. Here is one of our Houston Vietnamese students talking over the progress of the program with Dr. Mullen. We have breakout sessions with them. There are assigned papers that they review and discuss. And I'm just going to end with a few quick pictures to just capture the sense of the kind of activities that we do in Vietnam. So we're there each year as a group of faculty and students. Here is a situation where I'm interviewing for VEF, the National Academies, invites American professors. This actually happens to be a distinct activity from what the other part is, but the National Academies which runs the interviewing process for VEF, has also asked me to be an interviewer, and here are two separately Vietnamese young people being interviewed for VEF fellowship. VEF has been very impressive for the very high quality applicants that they get, and the result then with interviews conducted by the national academies that get a recommendation from the interviewing committee on National Academy stationery has succeeded in placing almost all of the VEF awardees of these VEF fellowships. I didn't say it, but I should have, that the VEF program encompasses all sciences, and therefore what we have in public health is just one subgroup. And Arnie is telling me we should stop, and I will do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Beasley. I think we have time for a couple of very quick questions, comments.
What type of research, is it mainly in HIV/AIDS that they're researching when they go back to Vietnam?
A lot of them are interested, and as you know, it's a PEPFAR country, and therefore there's both a lot of activity, but there is money that provides funds to support some of those projects. It's not exclusively that, however, and the students may choose, and if we can find other areas that are appropriate in the same sense that it would be appropriate as a project for a PhD student, then that's perfectly all right. I mean, it would be fine if they did it in dioxin. Nobody has, but it certainly would be fine to pick other areas. One of our students did it in childhood nutrition, for example. Yes?
Is there a certain concentration that they've been choosing, like are most of them people or policy?
We have how does it work? We have had about maybe 40% in epi, and then about 30% in behavioral sciences. We have a very strong behavioral science health promotion program, and then the other 30% have been interested in policy development. We have one student right now working on data from NIHE, the National Institute of Hygiene and Epidemiology in Hanoi, and doing an analysis on the immunization programs, for example.
Was there a student who won't stay in the States?
Is there what?
Is there a student who won't stay in the States?
Well, none have told us, and none have done it. And we are very eager that that not happen. Now, the long history of the United States is that it's specific to countries, but our history in Asia has been one that a lot of the students who come to the United States stay. And consequently, we tell them that that's what the purpose is, and we expect that they won't take the fellowship if they intend to stay. I can't argue yet that with the numbers that we have, we know anything for sure, and we've only had 15 in total, and I guess only the three that are now alumni that I'm sure have gone back. It's better than we've achieved with people coming from China. I can certainly tell you that.
The problem is that Houston is so hot, people want to go back to Vietnam. And it's humid, too.
Okay. One more question about the alumni. Where are the three alumni? Are they back in
hospitals? Our students have come from really all over. The alumni that are there, two or three. One's in Ho Chi Minh City. Three are in Hanoi. I'm hoping that our single person from Hue will go back soon, but she hasn't done it yet. She's in a fellowship right now in the States. And we have one from the Highlands who's in a fellowship right now in Virginia.
Thank you very much.